Hello, all you Disney and Frozen lovers out there! I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Arendelle for Life, Matthew Avery. And today is a very exciting day as the first Frozen 2 trailer was officially released today. And as it says in Arendelle for Life, I went on my iPad and I watched it from beginning to end. I watched it a few times today. I watched a few people react to it. And by far, the trailer looked downright amazing. Hands up and magic. Now, I won't want to discuss this trailer. Honestly, I was trying to do something on my YouTube channel where I plug my iPad in and try to get the video to pop up on the screen while I was doing my YouTube video. It was not working out very well. Anyway, I saw the trailer and I kept a very close eye on it. It started out with Elsa looking out what looks to be the sea or the ocean. And right away, we see that she has a brand new dress. Just like people would say. Just like that one article I saw said. Elsa will have a new dress. Elsa had a new dress. And what Elsa was trying to do is she was trying to walk on the water because there's probably a storm or something. Well, it didn't look like there was a storm, but it looked like the ocean was raging. And Elsa, she had a new cape also. She had some boots, she took those off. Took some things out, and then she attempted to walk on the water the first time, and first time she got taken down, but that didn't stop her. She was determined, so she tried again. This time she jumped through the waves. She jumped through the giant wave, and she climbed on a rock, and then she slipped, because she was, let's just say, she went barefoot, which I am very fine with, and she attempted, there's a big wave, and she tried to go over it, but the power of the wave was too much for the ice, and the ice broke, and she fell in the water. And the next thing I saw was Anna, and she was looked like some very nice decor, like there were big diamonds, like there were diamonds all surrounding in somewhere. I'm not sure. It looked like it was somewhere in a castle. I'm not sure. Then I saw Sven and Kristoff. Yeah, to put Sven first, because Sven had a big family. And all of a sudden, I saw a new character. Two new characters. Looked like a young girl and a young boy. I'm not sure who those were, but it looked like the young girl has powers of her own. Because Elsa has ice powers. And apparently this girl has the power to control the wind, apparently. We also saw a few things where Elsa was trying to put out a fire with Olaf, right hold on to her for dear life. And the thing we saw was, another thing I saw that looked very familiar is Anna, Elsa, Olaf, Sven, and Kristoff looking out in the horizon. Which looks familiar because they did release that calendar company that I was talking about in my last podcast episode was apparently looked like it was spot on. And we saw, oh, by the way, Elsa tied her hair back when she was attempting to jump through the waves. Anyway, Anna was also, looked like she was in a cave and looked like she was going through some hard times. And she had a new hairstyle herself and she had new attire. She had a new dress and everything. I'm really excited. It's like she made what I call a leap of faith trying to get to another rock. And it looked exactly like the rock that Elsa was climbing in the beginning of the trailer. And Kristoff, he had, it's hard, it was easy to tell he was wearing a new attire because he had, like, what looked like a golden shirt on, and he has a vintage vest on. Sven, he didn't change. He's all the same. Olaf's the same as well. They were looking to the horizon. I'm not sure what they were looking at. It looked like they were looking at another kingdom or something. And it's going to be a big adventure. I did look back at Queen Iduna, Anna and Elsa's mom. It's going to be a pivotal part in this movie. After looking at the trailer, we didn't get much, but it was enough to get all us fans excited. Like, Frozen 2, most highly awaited sequel film right now. Like, the last Disney film sequel that was highly awaited was The Incredibles 2. And that did well. Now we're all here waiting for Frozen 2 to come out, because we know it's going to be doing just as well as the first Frozen film. People, like, wanted it sooner. And because the first film was in 2013. But it takes a while to do animation, so I was patient. And I understood that, it took them 6 years to start creating a sequel. And I'm clearly excited. Now, excuse me, I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to catch my breath. Okay, thanks for letting me catch my breath for a moment. And near the end, we saw ice reflected off a leaf. And Frozen 2 popped up on the screen. Same Frozen font I've seen in the first Frozen movie. But instead of a tomb, they had, like, the Roman numeral 2. And the trailer ended with Anna, Kristoff, and Elsa walking on a path, and Elsa spots, not Elsa, Anna spots something, and she panics and grabs Kristoff's sword, and she closes her eyes as she begins to strike. Now, what we still don't know is if Hans is making a return appearance. We don't know that. Anyway, this trailer is coming really excited. Like, I was going to get up. I got up in the morning and I thought I had a meeting today, but my meeting got canceled. And I was getting on my iPad. And the first thing I see is Frozen 2 trailer. I'm like, oh my god, it's here. It's officially here. And I watched it from beginning to end. I watched it 2 times straight through. And like I said, it was amazing. Like, Anna and Elsa's new dresses. And Elsa, I'm not sure what Elsa was trying to do when she was diving into the water, walk on the water. Yet she, at the beginning, she took off her boots. Probably, I'm thinking part of her dress. Honestly, she looked like a ballerina. And she was determined. Basically, she was determined to fight the ocean and get over it. But honestly, I am not sure what she was doing. Was she trying to get to another land, or was she trying to help her friends escape? We don't know. Well, have to wait till Frozen 2 comes out in November. And it's coming earlier this year. But it's coming November 22nd. They moved up the date. And I'm really excited. I'm one of those people that have been excitedly waiting to see a Frozen 2 trailer. And The first time we saw Frozen 2 trailer, we got Rickrolled by Wreck-It Ralph. And it's got me more excited. So, I eagerly awaited. And a few days ago, I did a podcast on the calendar image I saw of what supposedly could have been the first teaser image in the Frozen 2. From what it looks like the teaser image was... Looks like the image was correct. And the, every aspect of the trailer was cool. Cool from beginning to end. I no point intended when I said cool. And from what it looks like we're going to be in the season of autumn in this movie. And because we had... The first Frozen movie was in summer. And so I think... So was Frozen Fever. Because Frozen Fever took a few days after the events of the first film. Well, Lost Frozen Adventure was during the holidays. So it was winter time. So we go on to the next holiday. Winter. No, no. Winter. Ah! My bad. Everything in the trailer was magically amazing. Magically beautiful. And I basically wish I could do a reaction where I watch a trailer while doing a YouTube video. It's got, basically I can't do that. I'm probably going to need help with doing that. So. but hey. I'm doing the podcast now. I'm probably going to do the YouTube video tomorrow. So. Because it is almost 9 o'clock here. It's past 9 o'clock here. And I need to plug in my iPad to let it charge. But hey, I am really... Like I said, I'm not only excited. I am... What's another word for excited here? I'm ecstatic. Excited means you're really excited. And that's why I wanted to tell everyone. I'm ecstatic that trailer finally came out. And we got a first look into Frozen 2. And hold on a second. I need to catch my breath again because I'm getting so ecstatic here right now. Okay, thanks for letting me catch my breath again. I'm trying to calm down because I know I'm not the only Frozen lover here right now. I'm completely ecstatic for the Frozen 2 trailer that's out right now. But I've always seen multiple people watch it doing their reactions. And once I get this podcast done, before I plug my iPad in, I'm going to watch another YouTuber by the name of Mr. Cheesy Bob watch his reaction. And it's going to be amazing. I know it's already going to be amazing. The film is already going to be amazing. It's already been 6 years since the first Frozen film came out. Well, it's going to be 6 years come November. And what perfect way to celebrate the 6-year anniversary of Frozen is with the release of Frozen 2. I'll tell you this, when Frozen 2 comes out on DVD, I'm getting it. No and if or buts about it. Because I'm a Disney enthusiast and I'm a citizen of Arendelle for life. And I dedicate my life to the kingdom of Arendelle to keep myself happy, keep Arendelle happy, keep Aunt Elsa happy, and keep the entire family of Frozen happy. So when Frozen 2 comes out on DVD, I'm gonna get it. And once again, I know I'm not the only one here right now. Super ecstatic for Frozen 2. Folks listening right now, you folks are probably just as ecstatic as I am. And It's gonna be an amazing 6 months, I think. No, it's gonna be amazing until November. My bad, I miscalculated. I apologize for that, folks. Anyway, it's an like I said, the trailer, the animation was amazing. Yo, like, when I saw the ocean looked really, really realistic. Ocean, sea? Like, the most beautiful part of it was Anna walking into what looked like an amazing decor. I'm not even sure if it was a decor or it, something else that was happening in part of the castle. And we do know that Sven has ties to other reindeer. And we only saw like a few seconds of Olaf. But it's alright. Well, next trailer, Frozen 2 trailer, he'll probably be more in it. And I'm also, one of the most fascinating things is, there are a few things that were the most fascinating to me. One of them was Anna, Elsa, Olaf, Sven, and Kristoff looking the distance into what looks like a new area that they will be exploring. And another fascinating thing is the two new characters that I saw in the trailer. One, like the boy and the girl. And the girl, like I said, the girl, what looks, has powers of her own. These powers are different. And I think she either has the power to control wind or the power of autumn. Yeah, she's very best friends with that boy she was probably playing hide and seek with. And the most awesome thing about the trailer, the most magical thing about the trailer, everything. No questions asked. And what I liked most about the trailer is Anna, Elsa's new dresses. Like, they were amazing. And I can't wait to see Frozen 2 in November. And I'm not the only one that's waiting for Frozen 2. Because all us Disney lovers out there right now, we know we can't wait for Frozen 2. Okay, you know what? I'm not done yet. And because basically, we've been waiting for this. We knew it was going to happen when they officially announced it. And like, we didn't know much. Like, honestly, we did not know much about Frozen 2. Because Kristen Bell, voice of Anna, she revealed was that they got recording done for the film. But nothing else. She could not reveal anything else. And another image was, a few of the characters and Idina Menzel, Kristen Bell, Josh Gad, one more person. Was there another person there? I think of Jonathan Groff. And next thing we know, we get the Frozen 2 trailer. Like I said, before the Frozen 2 trailer, we knew little about the trailer. We knew little about what was going to be going on in Frozen 2. We don't even know what the plot is. Which I think is for the best that it's kept a surprise to get us more and more excited for Frozen 2. And I couldn't be more happy right now. Okay, I guess I'm going to call it a podcast episode here. Now remember, you like this podcast, make sure you give it a big star. Make sure you give it a star. That really helps me out. I mean, favorite. Give me a favorite if you enjoy it. And if you want to go check out my other podcast episodes, I'll be more than happy. And if you want to go check out my YouTube channel, tomorrow I will be doing a podcast, not podcast, a video with the same topic. The Frozen 2 trailer. And if you want to go follow me on social media, it's Matt Avery of Arendelle, my Instagram, all lowercase. Matt Avery Disney is my Twitter, all in caps. And my Snapchat is Maves Avery, a down dash between the Maves and Avery. And remember to keep calm and keep Disneying on. For all you Disney and Frozen lovers out there, I'm the Disney enthusiast and citizen of Arendelle for life, Matthew Avery, and I'll hope to hear you in the next podcast, my friends. Elsa, ended on a high note.